Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out!
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Carbonite Crew.
It's been a while.
Finally.
Yeah. I feel like we say that every episode. Hey, it's been a
while. Well, there was an episode we recorded but did not release.
Yeah, that was a mess.
We're back again.
Back for real this time.
Back. Oh, God. There's
tons of stuff.
It's the perfect time to come back because stuff's going to start picking up here soon.
Stuff's already picking up. What are you talking
about?
It's
going to pick up more.
So much to talk about.
So
we got to
get ahead of the game.
You guys watched that Joker trailer?
That was something.
It was a little iffy.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a little...
It's interesting.
I'm actually less excited after that trailer. But
yeah,
that's
me
fine.
Too.
That's actually, that's fine.
Me too.
I was more hyped up, actually.
That trailer would have been awesome had I not known that was a Joker movie.
Right? If that was the first trailer.
Yeah, that would have been like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a Joker movie. That's just my opinion. Like, I don't think there's a lot of red herrings on that. But
I think that might be the case. So, speaking of red herrings, I think we have some potential Star Wars red herrings.
Some. Talk about a lot. You know what? Okay, that trailer. Okay, or the
let's
teaser
get some
footage.
Yeah, let's get some context. So D23 was last week, right?
Last weekend.
Tons of stuff announced. They're really hyping up the Disney Plus that's coming out in November. I think it's going to be awesome, personally. There's a ton of Marvel stuff on there. More importantly, arguably, there is also a ton of Star Wars stuff that's coming out.
Ton. Spider-Man couldn't take away all the thunder this weekend.
Still got that steam rolling.
Isn't it a soul for a soul?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yep.
Oh,
so
I've
that's,
not heard that way of putting it, but I'm okay with it.
That's a thing. So
the would you rather?
I think we're just gonna focus on the Star Wars teaser, though, right?
I think that's what. Yes. So this right now, we're just gonna kind of focus on this teaser. I felt
so many things.
I think I
got that screen grab and I watched it 16 times on my break.
Damn.
I just watched it over and over again.
It's what, minute 58, something like that? I had a buddy, and he said, I almost cried at the end. You know, and he said,
almost cried at the beginning.
I'm surprised I haven't cried yet.
Going through all that OT and prequel trilogy footage?
I'll be upset at myself if I don't cry in this next movie.
A little bit,
I think it's going to be...
I don't want Cindy to see me that one. I'm embarrassed.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not, man.
It's going to happen.
This is it. Like, this is the culmination of
the Skywalker saga.
Years.
Unless Star Wars X comes out.
Star Wars X. That is a theory being thrown around. Mm-hmm. Like, what if this whole, like... You know, JJ is the master of misdirection. Like, what if the misdirection out of the whole thing is this isn't the last movie?
Right.
So, trailer's about a minute 58. It starts out with clips from... It basically shows all the movies, clips from all the movies, but it goes in release order, not chronological order.
Right.
Which I think is kind of a good thing, just from the standpoint, like, you probably have a lot of older fans that aren't too fond of all the newer stuff. And that's a way to kind of suck them in real quick with the new stuff. But just the whole transitioning of, like, the scenes, and, like, you just get goosebumps throughout the whole thing. And I think Daniel brought it up when we first were talking about it, and he was just like, that music.
Yeah. It really kind of reminds me of how I feel when I watch that Topher Grace trailer. His supercut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, you should. It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
But, yeah, it kind of gives me the same feeling.
I told Daniel when we were talking about it, I think that's probably the best musical score composition that they've put together.
Oh, it's incredible.
What have they said, actually, about? They talked about what John Williams talked about, that music and the score and how they was playing.
So John
it's
going to
touch back on everything.
Every theme that we've ever had.
Yep.
Like, at least the soundtrack-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like hearing that and seeing, like, this, like, little teaser from D23... It's starting to really, like, sink in that...
This is happening.
It's happening, and it's almost over.
Yeah, I mean, I felt that way when we saw the teaser trailer at Celebration, but after that, I kind of got to the point where I was like, this is going to be forever. I'm not going to think about it, like, because it's going to be torture. It's going to be torture if I think about it.
Yeah.
And here we are, almost. We're almost there.
We are, what a month is it? It is the end of August.
It's almost September.
We have September, October, November, 3 full months.
Yep.
3 3/4 months until we get there. And, oh my God.
Oh, you feel
like
that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
There's going to be a lot that happens in between there. We're going to be busy, so it's going to go by faster than that.
Oh yeah, we haven't even gotten a full trailer. Technically,
no. Technically, we have not gotten.
We've gotten two trailers. We've got, well, technically, it's a trailer and a sizzle reel. Is how they described it.
Yes,
but we haven't even gotten a full trailer.
Well, I'm sure we'll still get our regularly scheduled Monday Night Football trailer.
Yep,
and that's when they that's when tickets will go on,
because that's how it's been the last two times.
Yes, you know, I was telling Daniel before you got here, Jonathan, that, like, because he asked, you know, do you think it's going to break any records? I think from The Last Jedi and Solo, and it's kind of how it's gone, it's not going to beat The Force Awakens by any measure.
You don't think so?
I don't. Hmm. And the way it's going, I don't think it's really poised to, like, be an Avengers, an end game. However, the way they've started already marketing this is brilliant. They've started giving you so many things where, like, you do get excited about it, but you know nothing about it yet.
Right.
So if they can keep going in the direction they're going marketing wise, I think maybe it could.
I don't know.
Put it like that, and now I'm like, I'm in favor of that argument. Is it going to break any records?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say no.
I don't think it's going to beat like Endgame, Infinity War, that kind of thing. But like, I definitely think it's going to be up there. I think, you know, I think there's a chance it could beat The Force Awakens. I think that's a possibility. Yeah.
I don't know. What's The Force Awakens rank? Number 2 of all time?
Yeah, it's. Three?
Three
now?
Well, 4 now?
Yeah.
Is it 3 now? 3 or 4 now? I don't know. Well, of all time, it's now Avengers. Avatar, Titanic?
Titanic. And then TFA.
Okay, so yeah. Not counting inflation.
That's true.
Right.
Not counting inflation. So, thanks. Gone with the Wind still number 1 with inflation.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not saying it won't. I'm not saying I hope it doesn't. I am all in favor of it doing it.
You touched on like every argument that I have for it, because I was like, the way that they put the movie, at least just the teaser together, just the way the music, and then you feel like all the culmination of all 8 movies being rolled up into the teaser, like it just feels like this is where it's going to end it all. Even if we are going to get misguided or misdirected, I still feel like if it finishes here, then for sure, it's going to break some records. Like, I'm going to want to go see it, obviously, 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Get ready,
because Jonathan, I'm glad we don't work together.
Because
Jonathan
now.
And I, the last one we worked, so we'd always, like, on lunch, like, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we built it up, and you've all heard that before and from everybody else.
We've been there. That's right.
One day a week's a lot better than 5 days a week.
That's true.
I
didn't like working with you either.
I mean, in the most sincere way.
Yeah, now I understand.
I'm trying. It's hard not to talk about this stuff, especially what we've been shown. And we're
going
to get into what we've been shown.
I think we tried, before we even met today, we tried not to talk about it.
We did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I showed up and I was like, what about that? And they're like, what the hell, man? We haven't even talked about this.
We're not talking about this
yet. So this is fresh. We don't know each other's opinions on any of this.
There's a few things we may have touched on, but for the most part, that's the beauty. We're kind of just going to feed and see where things go.
We're just going to see where it goes.
Trust me, the last topic we're going to touch on this episode, I don't know how long that's going to run.
Well, let's get going.
It is already 8. It's already 8 o'clock. All right, so I'm going to jump around this outline a little
bit.
Probably
about half, maybe two-thirds, half the video was new footage from, well, not new, but
about
footage,
a minute 9.
Footage from
Rise of Skywalker.
He
screen grabbed us. About a minute.
Gotcha.
Okay, let's talk about the Imperial Destroyers and the Resistance/Rebel fleet. Okay?
I really like how you get a quick shot of the Rebel fleet jumping in, and I don't know.
You got A-Wings and B-Wings. Yeah. There's a new Corellian Star Cruiser in there.
Which I've seen a lot of people online talking about. It looks very reminiscent of the KOTOR starship, actually.
Hmm. I thought it had it's Corellian, so it kind of had that Falcon shape.
Yeah.
But like, what if something happens to the Falcon and that's...
Good.
That's the Falcon. And if you stop that shot just right, there's still ships coming out of hyperspace. Yeah. Like, it's not anywhere
that's
near
not
done.
That's not all.
Like,
I think it would be cool and very poetic for the Falcon to be in like the final big space battle, just like it was in Return of the Jedi. I think that would be very fitting. And I've said this before.
I think you need it, yeah.
I've said it again. I would like to, if this is really going to be the end of the Skywalker trilogy and they're really going to go in a new direction after this, I want to see that ship die. I want to see the Falcon blow up.
You
in a blaze of glory.
Rather than, like, with, like, people
I don't,
on it?
No, maybe not necessarily, but even if it's just Chewbacca's like, well, this is the fucking end. I'm gonna like jettison an escape pod with me in it and send the ship into a kamikaze attack or something. Like
you said that, and you started saying that, and I was like, you mean like Chewie's in a kamikaze? And I was like, that's Falcon stupid.
No, but I don't want another situation where we're gonna get into a new trilogy of movies 10-15 years down the road, and it's just gonna be another bunch of people finding the Falcon on a desert planet under a sheet, like. Right, exactly.
The new Galaxy's Carillion ship, not new Galaxy's Falcon ride they have.
That would be an interesting thing, though. You can look at, like, if they're still making Carillion freighters like that. I mean, what would a new version, 50 years from the point where the Falcon was manufactured, what would that ship look like? Because I bet you that'd be fucking cool.
Pretty cool.
That'd be fucking cool.
Wait, maybe they get a new Falcon type Corellian freighter.
That's possible.
That's
possible.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I really like that shot of the Rebel fleet. It reminds me again a lot of Return of the Jedi, where all the ships show up at Endor.
Yeah,
like you get that big burst where they're like, "Shit, the shield generator's still up. Pull back," and Admiral Ackbar's there and everything. That's one of my favorite space battle scenes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, to contrast that. It's like that, but I don't know if you noticed, they're not in space.
No, I know. Looks,
they're into an atmosphere.
That's an in-atmo. Yep.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, was it Leia in TFA saying, like,
you're
going to hyper-jump into
that's
an atmosphere?
Insane.
Like, because you don't know what's going to be there.
Right.
Is it going
to
be trees?
And are you going to be able to slow down fast enough without smearing yourself on the planet or going through it?
Yeah, because the first time we saw it in my memory was Han on.
I mean, because think about
circular.
Think about what they did in The Last Jedi with Holdo's suicide attack. Now think about just accidentally doing that to a planet and what would happen. Seriously.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why, like, hyperspace. Like, if you actually think about it, like, hyperspace navigation gets brought up a lot because it's a big deal because of that fact.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, and that got me thinking, like, you know, they're all jumping in. Like, how are they navigating their computer? Are they, like, one click away from the last fighter in line? So when they jump, they're all, like,
they could
boom,
probably
boom,
sync
boom,
up.
Boom, boom. You know what I mean?
That actually ties into another thing I'll talk about pretty soon here.
Okay. I mean, you have the Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're just going to be called Rebels from the way they, like, Last Jedi kind of teased it at the end. Then you get the view of the Imperial fleet. Star Destroyers, which are Imperial Star Destroyers.
They are. So they are not First Order.
Yeah, think it's Thrawn?
You think it's Thrawn?
I mean, he's into the the clone era tech. Like, he keeps some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He likes collecting it. He likes looking back at it to study patterns and military strategies. He had his own, not his own, did he have his own fleet, or did he have just a large collection?
I think he had his own fleet at one point, but I think he didn't have that with him the last time we saw him. I think it was just...
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say...
He had a small collection of Star Destroyers because that's what he was going to bombard Lothal with when Ezra pulled his trump card, but I don't think that would constitute what we saw in the teaser.
Yeah.
It's funny that you bring up Thrawn in canon, because as the Legends guy, I was actually going to bring up Thrawn's Legends influence.
I actually did hear about that. I wasn't sure what it was. But
if you go back to the Heir to the Empire trilogy, which was the very first Star Wars EU book trilogy, you actually have the first one. I got that was.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, masterful. So it's basically what ends up happening is after the Empire splinters, a bunch of Imperial admirals take their whole fleet, and basically just declare themselves as regional warlords. They're like, okay, well, I have a Super Star Destroyer and like 15 Star Destroyers. I own this sector of space now. Thrawn, being the badass that he is, went around and beat down these warlords and took their fleet to reconstitute the Imperial Navy. Basically, he's like, I'm going to continue the will of the Empire. And he ends up finding one of the Emperor's storehouses. I'm trying not to go into too much detail because I know I'm notorious for this. He ends up finding the Emperor's storehouses, which can... Jonathan's going to explain it. He ends up finding one of the Emperor's abandoned secret storehouses, which has a lot of cool shit in it. Like, this is before the Clone Wars era, and they'd finally decided what they were doing with cloning. But they actually had this thing in Legends called Spartai cylinders, which were how you made clones. This is before the Clone Wars was even really, like, cemented in what it was. So he had a bunch of cloning tech, and he had cloaking technology for ships. So the Emperor ended up actually parking this whole... The Emperor, and then later Thrawn, as he discovers all this, ends up having this secret Imperial Armada basically just out in space, completely invisible, and fucking up the New Republic using hit-and-run stealth tactics, basically. So, I mean, I don't know that I agree that... I don't know that I agree that Thrawn's... There's so much here. I'd love for Thrawn to be in this. But there's going to be so much to wrap up and deal with in this movie that I don't know that it's realistic.
But that's the whole thing. There's reports of a new villain.
Is
it him? Is it someone new? Like, if you're bringing in someone like Thrawn, have some background.
Could see Thrawn being instrumental to Palpatine's return, maybe.
The fans,
right?
All the people that have put all this time into all this, yeah, have only seen it in certain aspects of Star Wars.
Right.
What if it finally comes to this?
I would love that.
Because that would be a perfect reward to end it with. I would love to. I mean, I'm not saying I deserved all this because I've done all this research, but like.
But you kind of do feel that way, right? Like, I mean, I'm sorry.
That I've done more work than even we have.
Right, completely.
You want to make like a laundry list? Yeah.
I mean,
you want to make like a laundry list? I'd love to see Thrawn. I'd love to see Ezra show up again. Love to see Ahsoka. Because she's got to be around still.
You know, someone...
We haven't seen the end of that story yet.
Someone made the comment. I was reading an article, and they said, you know, for the casual, like... Because they were mentioning The World Between Worlds, which if you haven't watched The World Between Worlds or are curious, go back to our previous episode from Live from PopCon. We talk about The World Between Worlds and how it could affect Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
But in the article, they were basically saying, like... For the casual Star Wars fan, which is, you know, more people than like us or like the hardcore fans, it would be a little weird to kind of introduce
that concept.
Yeah,
I think
that was
my whole argument.
But at the same time, like in the article, he's also like, but I would maybe go watch World Between Worlds.
Yeah,
like if you're
just
if you're reading this and haven't, just because like, because in that article specifically, this is a little off topic, but like they were talking about how the Emperor in the back of the teaser poster that they just released at D23, which is awesome. I love the simple posters.
Mm-hmm.
That tells so much.
That poster. Do you like how my response to you sending me that one was, is this one real? Because you're always sending me these like fan-made posters that are incredible.
It's so funny. Shane sent it to me, and like I texted him, legit. And right after, I immediately went to Instagram because I'm like, if it's real, it's already online.
Yeah.
Like it's already on Star Wars and all that. And it was. And I like it.
Yeah.
But someone in the article, they were saying... He doesn't look all old and raggedy like in The Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. He looks, if you're going to compare it to anything, like The World Between Worlds Emperor.
Yeah.
Like, is that him from a time which, in reality, if you're not aware, I'm pretty sure that Emperor, if it's not just a straight-up drawing of the poster, then what they did was use one of the Hot Toys action
figures.
Yeah,
it's a toy, actually.
So, which, nothing wrong with that. Kudos to that toy company.
Yeah.
If anything.
Right.
Like,
I
actually
did tell a friend that I feel like they should watch that before watching.
Yeah.
If anything...
Just watch like the two two episodes before and like that one and then like the finale and you're pretty caught up.
I know last time we
4 or 5, yeah.
Tried recording or last time we hung out, we just tried watching those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we didn't watch the finale and the finale was
the Rebels finale?
Yeah.
Oh,
finale,
gold.
Finale.
That is how you wrap up a Star Wars
yes,
story.
It is.
Perfect cliffhanger, but not so much where like I'm mad I don't have
I'm satisfied that the show's wrapped up and I kind of know what the character's ends are right. and what's happening with them. Anyway, we're
but
getting off topic.
It's not a Rebels podcast.
Yeah, let's watch Sabine come into this movie.
It's not a Rebels podcast. This is a Star Wars podcast, which is a part of Rebels anyway.
Yeah. So, I don't
Rebels
know what
a part of.
Could be. I'd like
hey,
to see that. I would
don't.
Like to see that.
She'd be alive? I mean, mm-hmm. we think. I guess we don't know how far out, but...
So it's like, it's I could see that. That'd be awesome.
Actually, that'd be kind of, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. They should just have the actors from the Rebels voice actors coming in and blam them down.
I mean, if you think about
Stop
it, like
it.
If you put Sabine at like 20 at the time of the Rebels
she is.
Epilogue.
She's like a teenager.
At the end of the Rebels, I mean, that's the Mandalorian's only set 10 years after that. She'd be 30. That'd be the perfect age to be in that.
You could do like, I would say more 40.
You think
the way
so?
I'm thinking because she was a, because she would have
been. She was early
15.
Teenagers by the time.
So by the time New Hope would roll out, she would have been about 20. Another 10 years, 30,
okay.
40. I mean, with actresses, I mean, I wouldn't really.
I
matter.
Think it's only 4 years between.
I mean, really, this is not a Rebels podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anywho, these Imperial Star Destroyers. That are Imperial Star Destroyers.
And they are, one thing that I thought was really interesting, they're sitting out in space, clearly, but they are just completely dormant, which is fucking even more terrifying.
Are they,
there's no lights on any of them, as far as we can see.
There's a light switch on there. You can use it.
There's got to be at least two light switches on each Star Destroyer.
I'm just saying, there's no running lights. There's nothing you can see.
And it's clearly not
that.
When the Imperial or the Resistance is jumping in.
Right.
Because that's atmospheric, it looks
right.
like. The other one's in space.
Yeah.
With lightning, though? What was that?
It could be near the Maw. We saw that in Solo.
Is it? It could be. Or if
because that's a thing. I mean, that's a thing in Legends. It's a big thing. There's a whole.
Wait a minute. Don't the what are the whale things from Rebels? What
the
was called? Oh God, forgive me, guys. Don't those things like emit some kind of like flashing light or like light up or something?
Yeah, when they hyperspace jump, they do.
Guess who got taken?
A thousand of them passed by. Like,
who got taken away by them, and who can control them? Ezra and Thrawn.
Who can communicate with them?
Who can
they don't.
Control.
He doesn't control
right.
them.
He's connected with.
It's
the
not
force.
Animal control. He's not a Sith.
He's a whisperer. No, but do you guys think that's in the unknown regions?
I was gonna say like I
think with as much as we've gotten teased the unknown regions in the First Order, I.
Go on.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Not school, man.
I think it would be really cool to see the unknown regions with how much they've been talked about in the sequel trilogy.
And I mean, that's the whole Snoke thing. And
yeah,
that's
where the First Order came from. That's where the Empire went to die, basically. Like
unknown regions.
Well, I was gonna say I'm halfway through the most recent Thrawn book, and it just talks a lot about how often they have to use the cloaking and the running systems on low power and basically all of Thrawn's tactics involve something behind a plot, behind something that he's always got planned.
That's intense.
And so you really have to think about if these are tactically turned off or is it
right.
They're off, or
had they been abandoned? Right.
It's a trick.
There's a lot of questions there.
Are they holograms?
They're all just filled with Sith troopers.
Hmm. Ooh, Sith troopers. Do you think we can see Death Troopers in 9? Because they're in The Mandalorian, we're kind
of
coming up on that timeline.
Have they popped up in any of the regular trilogies?
Just Rogue One. Rogue One and then one of the cartoons.
One. Yeah.
That's it.
Wow, I really haven't noticed that.
And they'll be in The Mandalorian, obviously.
Which is, nice that we're seeing them in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really cool design. The Sith Death Troopers. I have not. I've not read into it.
Their names are
they have names.
They have names.
Whoa.
That's another episode. I think that
yeah.
sounds cool. That sounds cool. Okay. Well, Star Destroyers. Unknown regions. We don't know. Maybe. Perhaps. Possibly. Makes sense.
Be really cool.
Who owns these Imperial Star Destroyers?
My bet's the Emperor.
Are they First Order?
I don't think they're
going to
be First Order.
Are they Resistance?
I think if the Emperor is going to show up, I think he's going to be pretty disappointed what's happened with the First Order. Yes, they've achieved victory, but
at what cost?
I mean, they can't even destroy the Resistance properly.
With 7 ships.
Yeah. I mean, the Emperor would be livid. Livid. Because, I mean, the Resistance is just a fraction of what the Rebellion was originally.
Right. Weak.
Yeah. It's weak, bro.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? Sit down, First Order.
And then Luke Skywalker shows up and punks his nephew. Like, I mean, yeah, Supreme Leader, great. You've all but destroyed the Resistance, but like, you got to stamp that out or they're going to come back bigger and stronger.
Right.
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 He was a maniac.
Oh, there's kids in there? All right, let's bomb it.
Yeah, I really think the Emperor will probably try and get what he can from the First Order, but I don't think he's got all of his eggs in that basket anymore.
Did he ever?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it was pretty clear, at least from what we as viewers and readers have been told, that like that was kind of his intention from the get-go with the whole Gallius Rex, purging the Empire on Jakku, weeding out the weakness, and then sending the Empire off to the unknown regions.
And that's the thing.
And I think he's just going to be disappointed because... I don't know.
There's so many questions, and I just... Yep. I don't...
Where are you assuming that the Emperor is coming from?
I don't know yet. That's the biggest question. That's the unknown question.
Because the way you're saying it...
Matt Smith, what? Sorry.
The way you're saying it, you're kind of like, oh, he's awake now, guys. He'll see you now.
That's a possibility. It could be a clone.
Walt Disney'd it up.
Could be the world between worlds. Could be him being. You've seen that Doctor Who movie, Tennant's last couple movies, where the Master comes back, gets revived by all of his creepy followers in a weird ritual. I imagine something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you could use Sith alchemy to do some pretty crazy shit.
Clone.
I still like the idea of his spirit holding onto Vader's helmet. Which
like
is
that. Which way do you know Vader's helmet's going to be in this movie?
Yeah.
It's all still.
He'd be a Battlefront 2 a cyborg. Trapped inside that little red thing. Where he rolls around.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not familiar with what they're talking about, but the image of Matt Smith with the robot thing around his head from Doctor Who popped into my mind.
I think he might just be possessing C-3PO the whole time, and that might be why we see C-3PO with red eyes.
Have the protocol droids.
Well, that brings us into this next point. C-3PO's red eyes, damn it.
Insta-kill mode.
Dude, oh my god. Dude,
you think they reprogram him to, like, can fight?
I mean, it might be an all-hands-on-deck situation.
In the first
I know.
He is programmed to kick ass in 6 million ways.
So. Hey, and when the panel we went to, like, Anthony Daniels was pumped. Like, this is C-3PO's move. Like,
yeah. This is 3PO's. You've never seen it.
Kylo who?
This is called
3PO.
C-3PO 9. What are you talking about?
Like...
I want to see C-3PO put a blaster to Kylo Ren's face, blow him away, and say, I finished what you started, grandfather.
Go John Wick on everybody.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves comes out of the C-3PO outfit.
Where's my fucking dog?
Where's Chewbacca? Chewbacca gets
But it's actually Harrison Ford.
Meta.
You know what's good for you. But yeah, that looks really intense. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with 3PO.
I saw a great theory today. So what if, like, C-3PO's mind did get wiped, but, like, it got, like, reprogrammed for the Sith, for Vader, from the get, the whole time, to always have someone in there?
That would be really interesting, considering... the theory that the whole time R2's a rebel agent. So imagine if the two of them not even knowing. Imagine them not even knowing and realizing that they're both spying for equal and opposite sides.
Oh, man.
And that would make sense why 3PO's really just stays out of everything during the OT. Like, he's there, he's watching, he's participating, but he's not really doing anything.
How does the Emperor know they're going to the Endor?
You wouldn't recognize him.
Or you wouldn't recognize him because of the red eyes. That was my joke.
Yeah, that's a cool theory.
I'm out, folks.
That's a cool theory. I like that.
Or maybe Anakin had it installed before he became Vader, and it never went. They didn't uninstall that feature.
Yeah.
I gotta update your iOS.
Right. System updates are very important. This is a PSA from your local technician.
So yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy.
So,
okay. Red Eyed C-3PO is great. It's great.
I hope he kicks ass.
Guys, it's great.
He's got like a bowcaster.
Bro, who knows?
Yeah. It's like a Jabba sail barge looking thing.
I'm pretty sure that barge is flying because he's flying and it's attached to his legs. That's what I think is happening.
Coming at you with some wild C-3PO theories. Megazord, he's attached to another Megazord, they form one ultra. I have assimilated
don't
your
even play
form.
With me.
I'm saying R2-D2 disassembles into five parts.
And that's what, and BB-8's the
head. I think it's like fucking Iron Man
BB-8's
armor.
The head.
Yeah,
oh,
got him.
Wow, you were funny until then.
Back to that.
I have one other point to make before we get into the meat and potatoes of this.
Mm.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to note, the very first trailer, you get that shot of that ship coming in and it's kind of dark. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like...
The first one?
Yeah.
The one
very,
that looks like Ray's ship? Ray's
yeah,
parent ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get that. I saw someone online. There's that scene later in this trailer where you get the shot of the laser coming down and blowing up whatever's there. The cliffs line up. It looks like it's the same place, just different time of day. So I don't know where that place is, but there's clearly a settlement there in the very first teaser trailer. And clearly after that laser blast comes down, there's not going to be anything there.
So you're saying they dropped her off under duress, or they dropped her
That's
off
interesting. It could be.
She was cargo they couldn't get caught with.
Yeah.
She was cargo they couldn't get caught with.
Clone of Anakin Skywalker that they stole, took to Jakku.
Okay, and guys.
That's where my theory is
going to
go into.
Guys.
Nice. Okay, you want to introduce...
Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, go ahead. Introduce it.
I'm just going to be blatantly honest with you, all
be
you listeners.
Explicit.
And we have an outline for this episode.
I thought you said this wasn't planned.
What's not planned?
What are we, a lying podcast?
Who said this wasn't planned? I clearly said outline at the beginning of the episode. God,
eight.
If only our hosts listened to the podcast like
right.
Our listeners did. God. So we have an outline, and you know, I like to put some work into it.
He does. He does a good job of them.
I try. Yeah. There's a picture.
There's usually a picture
at the beginning. There's a nice little quote. It's got the date even. Some of us don't get confused. And I have headings, and I've got little. I got bullet points.
I got
colors. I got all sorts of things.
He's got shit. He's organized.
But I was trying to think of a title for this last bullet point I wanted to hit. And I said
this segment.
I said what should we title this segment? This portion of the show. How do we properly convey the emotion? And I got to let my co-hosts know what we're going to talk about. I said I've got it. I'm going to title this one Fucking Dark Fucking Ray, guys. Oh my god.
Dark Ray.
Yeah, we're going to talk about being Dark Ray. We're going to talk about Dark Ray now.
You want to give us a little tell the viewers if they haven't seen it what this
who hasn't seen it.
Yeah, that's true. But let's just give them a refresher.
All right. Well, you know, this idea has been thrown around quite a bit.
A lot since TFA.
Since TFA. And you know,
I've even espoused this idea.
And I liked it. There's a part of me that's always liked it. Gee golly darn it, the damn moment I saw it, I was behind it more than I ever thought I would be. Sadie is as well. Dark Ray. So, Palpatine has this nice little quote where he says, "Your journey
has come to an end.
Nears its end. It goes black, screen goes black, and you hear Vader. You hear his, like,
mm-hmm. The breathing.
Yeah. And then you hear this, like, weird, like, high-pitched, like, scream, pop, weird noise.
Yeah.
Which, and then all of a sudden, you see it, and you see Rey in all dark, and these two red blades that crackle like Kylo Ren's, might I add you.
And they're both parallel to each other.
Parallel.
Both...
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool.
They both crackle. She does something cool and whips it around, and it. Unfolds into a staff.
It's like if you've ever been camping and you're putting up the tent and you've got those poles, right? The ones that snap together. Yeah, they pivot.
Yeah.
It's like that.
And it ignites red. It's straight. And I think Ray might be dark.
That's
what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting at.
That's your viewpoint.
Okay, how are we going to
We're just going to talk.
You don't. Yeah, because I know we all have thoughts that we have yet to. None of us have talked about this, by the
way. Tyler's the most visibly fired up, so go.
God, I don't even know where to start.
How do you think this happens? You clearly love this idea.
I'm
going
to say this now. It's most likely a vision. I think it's most likely a vision. I mean, I think we can all kind of probably agree on that.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Conclusively, that makes most sense. You're wrapping up 9 movies, 40 plus years. Your hero can't turn bad at the end, right?
Right.
Why not? Who doesn't want to see Dark Ray after this? Tell me. If you're out there, tell me, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Yeah,
you're going to get an email
back.
We're also
on social media, Instagram, Facebook.
And... guys, oh my god, Dark Ray. Like, there's so many theories out
there. It was the number one thing that I probably wanted from a 9 trailer, and the number one thing I didn't think I'd ever see from a 9 trailer. But I shouldn't have been surprised at all after we found out Palpatine was coming back.
You can't really top very much after
that. I don't know, this kind of did.
First off, her lightsaber... I'm just going to kind of go down my notes.
Yeah, go
on
for
this. And I don't know if they're in any order. Her lightsaber is very similar to the Temple Guards from Rebels, where they're folded in half and folded in half. And they. What if she's Temple? Oh my god.
Yep.
Can't do this in real time, guys. I'm going to cry. They're very similar to the Temple Guards. Double, and they fold up. She's wearing a ring while igniting this lightsaber that looks very similar to the ring Leia Organa's got in the first trailer we got a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
It's true.
Daisy Ridley, I guess.
I have a new theory, too, but just remind me about that.
Daisy Ridley even sent an interview. She asked to see the footage before they released it. Like, what are you guys going to show?
The sizzle reel?
What?
The sizzle reel?
Yeah. And they showed her, and she straight up said, she said, she said she was surprised they put this in there.
Ooh.
Like, if you're surprised, JJ's classic at misdirection, but is he so good that he's actually going to put it in there? Has he become so good at faking you out that he's actually going to show you what's going to happen so you think it's
or
a
is he
out?
So good that he told Daisy Ridley to say that to the cameras?
And maybe that too.
It's
actually a Star Trek movie?
Fuck you guys, Captain Picard's here.
I love it because I don't know who that is. That's my favorite part of that whole thing. Ooh.
Like a lightsaber boomerang?
Yeah, Well,
there's that scene. I know we didn't touch on it. There's that scene in the trailer where she's like boomeranging the lightsaber,
blue one. That's a cool one.
In that scene, she's holding like a stick or something.
Yeah.
Is she going to be able to dual wield a double and a regular lightsaber?
That would be intense.
Like throwing a regular one and then like taking down some people with her double in the meantime and then
catching the other one.
I'm thinking of Gandalf like right now, just like wielding the
sword. Yeah, right? It's hard in the other.
Like, yeah.
You don't know if he's going to kill your ass or knock your ass out.
Stab you, or he's just going to knock you out for 3 days.
Okay, but I will say this. Let's come down for a minute, and let's pretend JJ's like...
You're the only one who needs to come down,
hey,
bud.
I'm just... Okay.
Hey, I was already down.
All right, yeah. I'm down.
I'm always down. I'm like Jason Derulo.
Derulo.
And let's say that's not... let's say that is a spoiler, which I guess is not a spoiler, I guess, if it's in the trailer.
It's been
spoiled. I guess unless you're like Batman vs. Superman rules, where everything's a spoiler in the trailer. And let's say that takes on the movie, and she goes dark.
Okay.
Let's pretend.
We're pretending.
If they're showing us that, what are they not showing us?
Right.
Like, if they're like, oh, it's okay to show that. What else is going to blow my mind?
And I mean, Kevin Smith already said the last scene of The Rise of Skywalker is going to melt your mind.
And I've heard from countless, and granted, these are the people in the movie.
What if that's the last scene?
Her going dark? Well, that's what me and Daniel were talking about. What if the whole thing is a fake out and there's a 10th movie? Because
right.
that's the last
right.
scene.
Ben Solo versus Sith Rey.
Can't, guys.
Or Kylo dies. Sidious kills Leia. Rey goes to the dark side.
Could be Rey with two E's.
Yeah.
It's clone Rey. That's a thing, like Luke with two U's.
I want her to get
Big Rey.
I wanted to get like I'd like her to get a cool Sith nickname if she's gonna be a Sith apprentice.
Well, someone
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a quick Instagram video.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
We'll tell do each other's though.
Yeah.
Like I'll write them down and you guys read off mine out of the hat. No, but like I totally lost my train of thought.
But like, what if this is the build up to a 10th movie?
Someone was saying, what if Rey has been a sleeper agent basically?
Right.
And like all those memories she's been having are all false memories, mm-hmm. like completely ingrained in her.
And some of the Last Jedi dialogue actually would have make me believe that, because she has her whole thing where, you know, she goes to Luke and she says, you know, something has always been inside me, but now it's awake. That whole conversation.
Right.
It
yeah.
makes me wonder if her, because maybe I shouldn't, but I believe Snoke when he does this whole conversation about powerful light, powerful darkness, Kylo Ren rose in the dark side, so someone in the light side needed to rise. How ironic would it be if it was Palpatine's sleeper agent that awakened to her force sensitivity in the light while still being a dark side sleeper agent and not knowing it?
She woke into herself.
Yeah. But like, when she's on the island, she went straight to the dark. She didn't even try to stop it. Luke says that. Yeah.
Well, and that's another thing. Does Kylo go to Octo and go into the cave? And is that what he sees? Is Rey? Is that
That'd
Kylo's vision? And maybe that's the moment he's like, oh, shit. Like,
Kylo's.
I don't know if I want this, because why is it a crackling lightsaber?
Unless the maybe only way to kill a Sith is to beat a Sith by being a Sith.
Maybe that. Maybe.
Maybe Kylo falls and she takes his crystal.
Don't you do that. We don't. You don't want to see that either.
I don't.
Well,
but
that brings up a. What? No. Okay. I'll go there later. I'll go there later. I'll go to Kylo Lane later. Kylo Lane. I like that. I don't know. You know. I'm gonna. If I think of anything, I will politely interrupt you guys. So, Jonathan, why don't? why don't you go on, Jonathan? And what do you think?
What I think is most realistic is that this is a Force vision. I think this is very similar to. Like what Luke saw. Sorry. I think it's very similar to what Luke saw on Dagobah in episode 5 in the cave, where he fought Vader, cut off his head, and it's Luke's face. I really think this is her fighting her internal darkness.
I don't want that, just for that reason, though. Okay. Just because it's already happened.
But
now that he says that,
it makes sense. But what if it's something like, you know, maybe she has a fight with Kylo and they just fight to a stalemate again and she gets frustrated. Because that's happened, like, what, once already, I guess?
Well, that was the whole point of him, like, with the whole parents comment. I don't think he knew anything about her parents.
No, I don't either.
I think he saw maybe her potentially going to the dark. Because he said straight up in TLJ, like,
I know it'll be
I
you.
I know it's you, the one that turns. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, that's
what did
a thing.
See?
That's
Is
a
that
thing.
What he saw?
That's like, a thing. Yep. But I think it could be. It could be something where she gets frustrated and she's roadblocked, right? Maybe there's all these rumors, the Emperor coming back, all the Force users can feel his presence in the Force, and she's like, I'm not even strong enough to beat Kylo Ren. What am I supposed to do? And then Luke appears floating off the ground, and he says, Dagobah, go to Dagobah. She lands, goes into the cave. It'd be so cool to see Dagobah again. No, we're not going to go all that way.
She lifts it with her mind.
There's actually been a surprising amount of planets with dark side nexuses revealed lately. Like, there's just, it seems like they're popping up everywhere in Star Wars. Nexuses, I believe.
Like Texases.
So, I mean, it would be cool to see. I know I've heard rumors Kylo might go to Mustafar. It'd be cool to see her follow him there. And that's a huge planet of dark side power.
Okay. That it was going to be what I was going to share, but
that's fine.
Like, so the contrasting Mustafar battle
mm-hmm.
with lava whereas
versus water battle, like, on Endor. Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
is it their last battle though?
Oh, we didn't touch on that scene in the trailer, did we? I think that's them training.
Ooh.
Look at the way like they're like going that. After each other.
Yeah.
That's not like a, I'm trying to kill you. That's it, like a, it's certainly, here, I'm trying this.
It's certainly not it. What like, we've seen from Kylo, at least.
That's not his fighting style.
No. Going back to Darkrai, realistically, I think it's going to be some sort of vision. But you saying that she was surprised, if that's true, which I don't know that it is, that adds maybe a little more credibility to that actually being a thing. I've seen some more out there theories that I don't subscribe to, like... Okay, well, let me go. Let you go ahead. We'll throw them out if I haven't talked about
it. I'm going to throw this out there, because along with what you're saying. I didn't realize how bad I wanted it, right?
Right.
And the moment, like, I like once I saw it, I was like, oh, my God.
I feel like that's the story of this movie.
Right? And they're doing a great job. Like, don't ruin it at this point, guys. Please don't ruin it. And the moment, like, I was, like, 999% sure, like, I want this way more than I thought when I saw it. But I saw a meme, and that pushed me over the extra 1%. And it was that meme from Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum's like, when you see a dark ray, and it's like to JJ, it's like, you did it. You crazy son of a bitch, you did it. I was like, yes, you did. This is what I want. Like, because Rey does have that attitude. Like,
well, and I've mentioned this before, because even in like the novelization of The Force Awakens, I mean, there's this whole moment when she's fighting Kylo in the forest at the end of the movie. In the novelization, she hears like this voice in her head and is basically like, just finish him off. He's nothing to you. Like,
there's too much evidence at this point, especially now that we're seeing this.
Right.
It's so easy to find that evidence.
Yeah.
Or like notice it, I guess.
And I said that before, but like, yeah, I mean, Luke mentions it in his training with her, like... She's not like a typical Jedi who tries to shun away from the darkness. She's definitely walking a path where I could see her fall.
You mean she's not down a path you can't follow?
No, I'm going to follow her.
Okay. She's got that dual-bladed lightsaber, yep.
Yeah.
Her boomerang.
Like, maybe like two exhaust ports are on each end, too. It's like...
Now, she's an engineering genius. Knowing her, she would go to make one of Kylo's lightsabers, and she goes, you know, if I put... made two of these and put them back to back, the exhaust would just create a feedback loop.
Oh my god.
You wouldn't need exhaust ports, obviously.
Kylo's an idiot.
Yeah.
I did like that version of the lightsaber, not because of it's not just breaking apart chopsticks or anything, but like, she's so used to using the ghost stuff.
Right, it just makes sense. It just
yeah,
makes
like
sense.
Yeah, like she kicks ass in The Force Awakens, she kicks ass with it straight up. Yeah.
Beating like people try to like rob her and kill her of R2-D2.
Right, with a staff.
You're an idiot.
Kylo Daniel's an idiot.
Okay, Daniel, what about you?
Okay. And it's
do
be,
it. Let's get stupid.
Bro, I've heard some bad ones. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Stop teasing me. Just do it, Daniel.
We're going to try hard to bring Padme back. And you had something to share about that, Tyler, but we'll get into that later. He says, to beat death is a power only one has achieved. And I went really out on a limb, and I was like, okay, so I'm gonna read what I have. What if Plagueis killed his own apprentice to increase his own longevity, thereby cheating death, and then spent his remaining years finding a new apprentice to further expand his life? When he found the chosen one, he plotted to train him and eventually use him as a vessel to become even more powerful. After all, Sith only crave power. When he found out that Vader was compromised, he aimed further down the Skywalker bloodline, eventually leading him to Kylo. And somehow Rey is connected to all this, but I still remain unsure. Then you guys said the whole your journey nears its end, and then you kind of talked about how she's still part of that bloodline a little bit.
Potentially.
She could be, because someone had mentioned, I think on Reddit maybe, I don't know where I saw it, that, you know, he tells Anakin straight up, like, I'll teach you how to, like, cheat death. I'll teach you how to save Padme. She dies. That's the end of the story.
Right.
Is it, were they perhaps not still trying to figure it out or show him? Maybe there was a lot of failed attempts, and maybe right before Palpatine died or even after we think he died, did he not perfect it? Did they have samples of, you know, Anakin and Padme's blood or DNA and maybe make something out of it that being Rey, perhaps? So she would essentially be still the Chosen One?
That goes into some of my thoughts, too.
I mean, it's a little out there, but at the same time, like...
Yeah. I don't know that I really like the medical angle as much, but, like, one of the things that I've seen online, and if we're going with out there theories, this is definitely my preferred one. Because, okay, so the Vader comics kind of confirmed that Palpatine was basically the one that set Anakin's life into motion. He was the one that moved the Force to basically make Anakin was just within Shmi.
He's the closest and your
thing.
Pal.
Yeah, he's pretty much the closest thing that Anakin has to a father.
Yeah.
Not even biologically, but just in general, because there is no biological father. It's the Force.
Metaphorically.
Yes.
And, like, on another note, he was showing me pictures from episode 3, and I looked at Palps and I said, he does seem like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
Like, how would you not want to be friend with him?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem evil at all.
Right. So, it would make more sense to me that I don't think any way you slice it, Palpatine's going to stop with his research on how to save, you know, extend your own life. So maybe you're right. Maybe he perfected it. Maybe that's how we're going to get Palps back. He was never truly completely dead, and he's going to be back. I could see him having been back. I think that would be really interesting. Maybe it took him 10, 15 years, but maybe he's been around for a while and he's pulling strings from the shadows, because that's always been his thing.
He's
Darth Sidious.
He's always been a planner. He's always had a backup plan.
And it would totally make sense to me. I mean, the Anakin thing was so close to working out exactly the way he wanted it to. It was so close. He was the most powerful Force user that had ever been. If only Obi-Wan hadn't have been there. If only he hadn't have used the high ground. Vader would have been unstoppable. Literally unstoppable. Vader would have probably killed Palpatine.
Probably.
He's already thinking about it. Imagine Palpatine goes, okay, so the first phase prototype didn't work out quite how I wanted it. Let's try it again.
Because Palpatine's Mark 1 armor didn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. So Palpatine still probably knows how to do that.
We talked about how he was.
Yeah.
He's a meticulous guy.
It makes perfect sense to make another... I mean, I wouldn't even call it the Chosen One, because that was really just from a prophecy. But make another incredibly powerful Force being... And then, now that the Jedi are gone, it's not like you have all the issues that you had with Anakin. You don't have to turn him to the dark side. It's going to be way easier to turn Rey to the dark side. Hell, you don't even need to be her friend to turn her to the dark side. You just, and this is where I was talking about with the ring, you just need to twist her. Kill Leia right in front of her. I think it's far more likely, if we are going to see like Palpatine coming back, I think it's far more likely that... You know, maybe Kylo's going to show her a thing or two, and I think he's definitely going to kind of swing, maybe not back completely to the light, but I think he's going to embrace that a little bit more, kind of the balance of things. Because he's always already, like, philosophically, he's already talking about that in The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't think that's that big of a leap. I don't think he's going to go back to the light side and be a good guy. He's killed his dad. He's basically killed his uncle. Whatever. But, I mean, I think philosophically, he's going to swing a little bit more towards the middle, if not a little more light. Yeah.
Kind of you're a Skywalker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I could see Rey being one of Palpatine's experiments. This is why, you know, another Anakin, this is what you were saying about false memories with clones.
Yeah.
I could very easily see that, you know? And maybe it's one of those things where Palpatine thought she was a failure too. I mean, where else are you going to dump a failed living experiment off on a desert planet? With false memories.
To do that, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Tatooine, there you go.
Tough.
Let's leave another baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the out of here.
Yeah.
You're going to Jakku now.
Right. Right.
It's just so hard to touch on the Palpatine topic with
no knowledge.
With
I know.
Nothing. And I don't think we're going to get anything.
And okay, but here's the thing. Here's like my piece de resistance.
You get
The Last Jedi. She goes down in the cave. She said, I want to see my parents. Like, show me where I come from. She sees nothing because there were no fucking parents.
Exactly.
And Kylo's not wrong either. Kylo's lying, as we've established.
Right.
But what are you going to tell the girl you're trying to convince to come to your side? if you look into her past and you see no parents, you see nothing, you're nothing. You came from nothing. And then you're going to make up a lie based on what you know about the planet Jakku. Your parents sold you off for drinking money.
Yeah.
They're filthy junk traders. Those are probably the only two things Kylo knows about the planet Jakku.
Yeah.
They drink and they're junkers.
Not much else to do.
No, there's not. The Aftermath books actually touch on that. They do.
Like, what are you doing tonight?
One of the people crash lands during the big battle, and he actually ends up finding a little town, and the only thing that's open is the bar. So he goes to get a drink. That's pretty good.
That's actually... I mean, you think about, like, small towns that you, like...
Right. Yeah. Well, and then imagine that, being in the desert, and then having this giant space battle and atmosphere above you. Like, yeah, it's intense.
What do we do?
Drink.
Yeah. All right, you got it. Is that a Carillion space freighter plummeting toward us? Yeah, just take my
time. Whatever.
Can I have something from Reddit I would like to read? It goes with the whole hum. Fourth BG.
Thank you, Fourth BG.
Thank you. He has a few different ones here, but I like the first one. And we kind of touched on it this episode, but Kylo's already had a vision of Rey's future.
Yeah.
Like, because he tells her in the elevator, I've seen something too. This is why you'll be the one to turn. Mm-hmm. This is soon followed by a red herring, you know, like you literally just said.
Yeah.
I've seen your parents, which has no bearing on what she will become. Dark
right. Man. And I mean, Maz even tells us that in TFA. She goes, she basically says it's not about where you're coming from. They're not coming back. You need to look forward.
Right. So... he's already seen the vision, which is the dark Rey that we see. But why would we go back in the next film and re-see a vision that Kylo already had?
That's a fair point.
If that's what he saw, it's redundant, like they said, which I agree. When he asks her to join him, he assumes he was destined to be
her
the
master.
One to turn her and have her as a new apprentice, fulfilling the vision he saw. Maybe the crackling lightsaber. He tries to goad her with the whole secret of her parents, like, and in order to break her. To get her mad enough to turn, but it just doesn't work because she's always been Palpatine's, and only he can bring out Dark Rey.
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely think if Rey's turning to the dark side, it's not going to be Kylo; it's going to be Palpatine.
There's one thing that I just thought about: just like you see how often like they misinterpret, but they try to like affect the premonitions that they have all these Force users, and it just ends up being the same.
It's always a shit show. I mean, you look at, like, Yoda sitting there and being like, misread the prophecy we may have. Like
basically, if you try to alter with whatever is planned, you're just going to make it worse. Like,
right.
Padme was going to die anyway. Should have just let it be, and then you could have raised two kids. But no, you had to become the greatest Sith Lord of all time.
Darth Revan exists. I hope you realize that. Yeah.
Second,
Darth Bane exists.
This Reddit user adds on to the whole Rey theory, like how the Emperor messed up, basically. So how like Rey will likely be turned by Palpatine, but he created a good Rey in the meantime, right? But that was a mistake because he allowed her to spoil the light side of her nature, like making friends, walking this path. And that's why Kylo in TLJ, when he says, let the past die, kill it if you have to. Maybe he knows. He's referring referring to that because maybe he knows.
He's trying to turn her to the dark side, and he knows that like she's explored the light side of herself, and that's why he's saying, "Let the past die."
I'm looking at it the other way.
Okay,
I was looking at it like maybe he saw that. Maybe he knows all this, and maybe Kylo, as much shit as he gets. Now he's, I don't even have to go into it.
You think Kylo's three steps ahead
maybe
of everyone?
Maybe he already knows the whole balance thing is a thing that needs to happen. And he's like, you've been dark. That's in you. Kill your past if you have to.
I'm
the dark one.
Okay.
You're the better half.
See, and I
would. We need each other type thing.
Okay.
Because when does he ever try to fight her?
Right.
When does he ever try to kill her? Not in The Force Awakens. Straight up, not because
he goes, you need a teacher. I can show you.
He didn't say I was
going to
show you the ways of the dark side. He said I'm going to show you the ways of the Force.
And he even specifically says, "Let the Sith die, like kill the past." He's giving her that
Jedi too.
Yeah, but he's giving her that whole speech in The Last Jedi, and he goes, you know, he's reaching out his hand, and he said, you know,
maybe Kylo knows this whole balance thing is what needs to happen.
Which,
he's like, and I'm one side, you're my other side.
Okay, so here's my other question then: How much credit are we going to give Kylo here?
All of it, probably.
Okay, so if we're going to assume that Kylo knows everything that's going on in the sequel trilogy, he knows Rey's parentage, he knows what's going to happen with Leia, yeah. he knows what's going on with Snoke, because clearly he's just like, okay, I'm going to kill him. And it was relatively easy. Like, and it's such a give and take. This is a little side note, but I saw someone post the GIF of him, and it's the whole thing where the Skywalker lightsaber, no, his lightsaber, right, in front of him.
From TLJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's spinning.
The blue one?
It's spinning in front of him right before he kills Snoke, and that's where he gets the idea from it.
Gets the idea for what? I'm sorry.
Where he decapitates Snoke, but he sees, like, the lightsaber come at him, like, on the ground, the hilt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy
but it's,
crap.
Like, right there, and he looks
He's like,
at
oh,
it.
I can turn it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's another thing, but the whole point that I'm making is how much, if we're going to say that Kylo Ren knows everything that's going on in the sequel trilogy, do you think maybe the reason he killed Snoke was because he knows about Sidious?
I mean,
he's in an awful rush to, like, get into power there.
And that's the thing. He never, ever tells Rey he's trying to get her to do anything bad.
Right.
He never explicitly says, we're going to take over the galaxy. Right. We're going to kill everybody. We're going to rule together. None of that.
Yep.
Maybe he does know about Sidious, and he needs her to train and learn so that they can team up like we've been talking about since the beginning.
Kylo is such a typical Solo because he's the guy who's trying to do the right thing and he knows what to do. He just could never say it. Like, he could have been like, hey, by the way, that dude that Luke and, you know, his dad killed, yeah, he's back, so I need you to join me. Like,
he's the guy that, like, sees your shoe untied and just can just tell you, but doesn't want to, like, be
yeah,
that guy.
Exactly.
So he's gonna, like, make you go on this adventure until you notice it yourself and, like, tie your shoe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I knew that the whole time. I wasn't sure. I'm not a nice
right.
guy.
But that's
I just
what I'm
I didn't notice.
Do you wonder if Kylo's, because it's pretty quick. I mean, near the end of the movie, like, Kylo just kills Snoke, tries to convert Rey, ends up getting. You know?
The only thing I can't account for in this whole theory, because I actually really like, I think our theory has some substance to it.
Yeah.
The only thing I can't is the whole, like, where he just, like, shoot that man, like, the whole Luke Skywalker thing. But, I mean, I guess, yes, it does, because he's just the bad side. He just
I mean,
can't
Kylo
help
Ren is so emotional and so just scarred as a character. It makes sense that, like, there's part of his mind that's like, Sidious is back. Snoke might be being manipulated by him. I've got this girl, and she says that, you know, I can see her future where she's clearly got a lightsaber like mine. You know, she's going to turn. I'm going to turn her. I'm going to kill my master. We're going to deal with this threat. But first, I got to get some revenge because it's right here.
But maybe he has that vision. Maybe that's what he's trying to prevent. Maybe he's like, I can't have that, the whole Dark Ray. Maybe he's like, no, like, that's bad. That's bad. We need her good.
Right.
And I need to be bad. Like,
you can't tamper with this premonition.
You can't.
If it's a premonition, yeah, I think it kind of has to happen.
It's going to happen, but it's going to mess it up by messing with
it. You have anything, Daniel? I just...
There's a lot here.
There's a lot here. There's a lot to uncover, a lot to talk about. Yeah, I'm sure more will come to me afterwards, after this podcast. So.
There's a lot of options here. I almost feel like because we know a little bit more about what's going on with Rey and Kylo, in these movies there's almost more options here than Palpatine.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be real here, there's a decent chance that they're going to bring Palps back in a way that none of us are predicting.
I'll be mad if we don't physically see him.
I don't know what the point of bringing Ian McDiarmid out on the stage at Star Wars Celebration for that trailer is if we don't physically see him.
Roll it.
I'm gonna ask for my money back if we don't physically see him. And I'm not talking about my ticket. I'm talking about Star Wars Celebration.
I want all 200 bucks back. That was a half hour. That's why the show so many previews. Probably.
Got him. You get 10 minutes.
Oh, I hated that Spider-Man title feature, is what Sony said. So that's a whole other conversation. But
there's a lot of options. I kind of really hope we don't see Dark Rey again in the actual trailers. I hope that's it.
No. if there's more to her. Mm-hmm. Look at you even guys. If there's guys, not. Look at her.
Even if there's not.
That's a long lightsaber.
Yes, it is. She's also smaller than Maul, so that may be part of it. I mean, true. That's the only other...
He's not big.
He is in Phantom Menace. In Clone Wars, they scaled
like
him back a little bit.
5'6".
I'm talking
Ray
about,
Park's
like...
Five,
I'm talking about,
width?
Like...
Width?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in this picture, width matters more. Like...
Oh, I do want to actually throw something in there.
Okay.
Yes, I want to throw something in there. Sorry, I had a thought, and my
toss
thought
it
just
in.
Like, went deeper. So, like... You know that scene where she's like boomeranging the
yeah.
The
that's a really cool
lightsaber?
Scene, by the way.
She's got this like red.
I was gonna bring that up. Yeah,
she's got this like red.
There's
ribbon.
A wristband. Yeah,
and she still has her her typical armbands on.
Yeah.
I am looking at Jonathan because I know he's listened to it. How does Dooku avoid the dark side for the longest time? Wraps on his arms.
Interesting.
If anyone, spoiler alert for anyone that's like hasn't listened to Dooku Lost, but like
Jedi Lost, yeah.
he gets exposed to the dark side on this planet, and there's this Jedi ritual that you wrap your arms in this bandage, and you like recite this like prayer slash ritual,
it's like a meditation kind of thing,
and like that's supposed to keep the darkness at bay, but you have to keep it on,
right?
And he wears
it. And I can't remember, does Sifo use that for a while too? Because I know he goes kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think they both had it.
Yeah,
on.
I think you're
I
right.
I want to say they all three had it.
Because it was Sifo's master that taught Dooku the technique.
Yeah, her. I can't remember her name. Her. Yeah. I think all three of them did.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But, like, he wears it the whole time. And she's had bands on this whole time.
That's true.
And now she's got this really red ribbon thing. Like, it's a little far. It might be a little hard to explain without seeming silly, like, on screen really fast. But
I this is just going to be a real quick thing. But here's another nine question I just was... Where are we all at on how they end with Leia? Obviously, Leia...
I'm glad you said that, buddy.
Leia is not a thing.
Pull up my notes. Sticky pad notes.
Obviously, Leia cannot be a thing after this movie, but how do you think...
Okay. What if... Hear me out. It's not a long explanation. I just want to say hear me out. Sounded important. Okay, hear me out. What if Dark Rey does turn dark? What if Rey turns dark? And let's say Kylo's still dark too. It was always said that this was the Leia movie, right? It was the Han movie,
right?
The movie, the Leia movie,
right?
And she's a very integral part of this. It's been said in sort of,
sure, yeah. I've
what
seen
if
that
she's
repeated.
The one that saves the galaxy finally?
Holy
she's
shit!
She's the Skywalker, because she's yet to be called a Skywalker.
It's always Leia Organa Solo. Or General Organa.
Why, she should be a Skywalker.
She is a Skywalker.
She is, by blood, a Skywalker.
Do you think they have that much
recycled
footage enough to do that?
I didn't tell you this. I don't think I told you this. I know I didn't tell you this, Jonathan.
Yeah.
There is an excerpt, or like a little like thing from her book that she released a few years before she died. And it was her autobiography. And she has a passage in there where she thanks J.J. Abrams for putting up with her twice. They only ever worked on The Force Awakens together. Never anything else. You talk about prophetic? I think this is Leia's movie, man. And
yeah.
I don't know. I just,
as the resident Legends guy on this, I am 10,000,000% down for Jedi Leia. Because that's one of my favorite things about Legends. Like, she's a full-fledged Jedi. She's got a fucking purple lightsaber. Like, she's a badass Jedi diplomat.
And I know they're using a lot of footage. And let's say the end is her saving the day and her igniting the lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And that's the end. I'm okay
not
with knowing what's happened. I'm okay if all we get is that back shot or that side shot of her doing it, because maybe they have to use a different actress for that shot. And it's a white one. And maybe that's the first time we see white on the screen. That was Soka's the first one ever to do it.
Yeah.
And that's going to get emotional, I think, if Leia's the one to kind of really... I want to hear someone bitch about the movie where Leia's
I appreciate
after everything that happened.
I appreciate that idea as a last shot, but I don't think that would quite melt my mind. I'm just saying.
That's the problem with people saying this stuff.
I know.
It gets your expectations so up here.
I mean, I believe Kevin Smith.
I
I'll put my faith and trust in Kevin Smith.
He's a fanboy.
And I mean, Jedi Leia, that's great. That's incredible. That's not something I'm expecting, but I would be over the moon about that. But that's not quite mind-melting to me.
Is it not, though? You haven't seen it. Until,
that's true.
How many times
that's
have we talked about Dark Rey before
that's
we saw this
true.
Footage?
That's true.
And it was something completely different than we ever imagined.
But that feels, to me, it feels fitting, sure, but it feels a little bit anticlimactic, knowing I'm never, ever again going to see Carrie Fisher as Jedi Leia, too.
Like you would want more.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Because it's cliffhangery. But if you do it right, and I think JJ could, you do it right, you get that, if you can get that Rebels ending where it's cliffhanging, but just enough where I'm not mad I don't have any more. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was never to get any more out of Rebels, I can tell you I would be mad, really, because I don't have more Ahsoka. Not because
right.
I don't have more to them finding Ezra. And I love Ezra. He's one of my favorite characters of all time. You know that.
Right.
But, like, the ending, he should be. Him and Chopper. Yeah. And yeah, sure. Just the way they ended it was perfect. They're going on a journey. But, like, I don't feel this need or, like, show me now.
Right.
If they can do that right.
It's cool. We're going to get it eventually, I think. But
I do, too. If I saw White Lightsaber and the next thing I didn't see was like Ahsoka, I'd be kind of mad though.
Oh my god. that would be your Star Wars X though. It's called Star Wars 10 Ahsoka Rise.
Ahsoka Rise.
Rise of Ahsoka. Mm.
Star Wars 10 Tano.
Hmm.
I think the Ahsoka movie needs to be called Tano.
Tano, a Star Wars
Nothing
story.
Nothing else.
Oh, okay.
Tano's a cool name.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, why not? You already have the voice, which it wouldn't be a problem with her voicing the character in a different actress. They did it with Maul.
Right.
Multiple times.
Oh, yeah. They are doing it with Maul in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic here.
So I don't... Ahsoka? Is that what we're running on this podcast?
I don't know.
Before
maybe
we
do our final thoughts as we traditionally do.
Dark Rey, awesome. Hope to see it happen. Hope it's real. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to be wrong. Dark Rey's a thing, not a vision. Cementing it now. Dark Rey, not a vision, actually happens in the movie. It's Rey. Not a clone. Not a clone. It's Rey. That's my stamp right now.
I am going to be a stick in the mud, just like I have been about everything in this movie after The Last Jedi. Dark Rey is a vision. It's either going to be a premonition like Luke experienced, or maybe we're, again, like Daniel was saying, we're going to look at the weirdness of like trying to interpret force visions, and maybe that's what Kylo saw, and maybe that's not going to be the case. Daniel?
I think my second thought watching it was because, like, I think...
Was this the sixth or the seventh time?
No, from the second time.
Oh, second time. I gotcha.
Time I was like, maybe. And the second time I was like, this is totally real. But I think I mentioned it to Tyler, like, that scene where she, like, basically unveils the new lightsaber. It's like, you see the face, and it's a little more, like, her face. It's a little more CGI than usual. Like, it seemed different. It seemed like
gotcha.
Daisy Ridley, but not Daisy Ridley. So at the same time, when I saw that, the second time, I was like, what if that's her mom?
Yeah, because it does look like Carrie Russell straight up at first, if you're not.
That's interesting.
I don't think it is. I mean, it's clearly Daisy Ridley.
So I'll
offer but...
a third one, just for variety. I'd say it's a vision of somebody.
Hmm.
But related to Rey.
Rey.
Because my only other option is it's a vision. And who wants to be that guy, right, Tyler?
Me.
Right, right.
Who wants
Who wants to be the realistic one?
Who wants to be right?
Well, I am, so. Not a vision. That's all I got for right now. I think we did decently on time, so. Do you guys want to watch, like, her igniting the lightsaber because it's awesome?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's watch
it. Let's do it. Daniel. I actually really like that the theme is slowed down.
Yeah.
It's very final.
And it's not like, you know what it is? You know what it is? I was going to end the podcast, like, just on that in the trailer and end it, but, like, I know we have more ideas. Like, because it goes into the dun, 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 like, the rise. Like, you get that mm-hmm. rise in that theme, but it doesn't do that. It comes back down. It kind of, like, evens out and then kind of...
Yep, peters off.
I'm going to play it again because I can. Because we own the show.
This is how we're ending
it. It's a pretty intense sound, too.
It's more thematic. It almost rises more.
Yeah, it does rise more. Like, it ends rising. Yeah, it is. So it almost goes into a minor key for a second there, and then it kind of, like, evens out, and then it goes back up, way up.
You can't end on one of those, so that's what I'm saying. Like, when it fits that in, I'm like...
Yeah.
You usually can't. It's a sizzle reel, bro. There are no rules in sizzle reels.
Let me see.
The next 30 minutes is just 5 seconds.
Hot takes.
Ooh. That's the end. That's the end of the movie, that theme. Did you hear that? Because listen mm-hmm. to this. Listen again. That's at the end of the movie. Dun, 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 dun.
And then it goes into the credits, yep. You're right.
Maybe not that rise right before, but like that last like 5 seconds will be like the last thing you hear, I think, in the movie. Just goes into the credits. Dun, 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 dun. Darth Vader will return.
What if that's the mind melter? Vader's back.
Oh, man.
This has been a fun episode.
It has.
It's been a good one.
It's been a blast.
It's been good to catch up because obviously we're back. So when we're back.
Yeah.
I like the whole, like, saving our kind of thoughts for it.
Yeah, we should do that more often. I think that's easier now that we don't work together, too.
Yes, God. You can't just sit on lunch.
It's so much how's not
work? That's why Daniel never has.
See who's the real friend here.
Hey,
thank you, Tyler.
Yeah,
I mean,
did you like submit an application?
No.
You did?
No.
Just
me, dude.
You're this close. We're on the verge of
grading. He's got a Krennic Funko bobblehead mm-hmm. in his car, and
I saw that.
The way the bobble moves is really nice.
That.
It's really soothing.
Well, shall we wrap this up?
I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was wrapped up 3 minutes ago.
I think so. We should do our final.
All right. Social media, go follow us. We post a lot of stuff, and I'd hate for it to be not looked at.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some Star Wars celebrities.
There are.
Following
there
us.
There are.
But
you are correct.
They have definitely communicated with us on
this
our social
true.
Media.
This is true.
Who?
Who?
Who? Who? He's on first. Taylor Gray is not.
No.
He is not. There is, you know, funny enough, I actually have, like, I interviewed him for, like, 2 questions, and I just never put it on this podcast. So I might have to put that out there.
We should get a new podcast.
Yeah. We should, Taylor Gray.
So Daniel's out then?
We've had Taylor Gray on every week to be, like,
God.
A host. We just work around
I
his
don't
schedule.
Think he's that into Star Wars, to be honest with you.
I disagree.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this has been the Carbonite Crew Podcast. Thank you for listening.
And may the
Force
be with you
always.